Blog Talk Radio.
You're about to listen to the Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
Also on the program, Ring of Honor superstar Michael Elgin
And Johnny, you yourself had a little encounter with Michael Elgin.
Well, let me clarify. Not so much just an encounter. We never really butted heads. But, no, we were both at the tryouts for WWE back in 2010. And, you know, it's nice to see that he made his way to Ring of Honor. You know, one did his tryouts shortly after the WWE tryouts. And, yeah, I mean, you know, he's a pretty good talent. He's a, you know, rough guy. And, you know, I like that style. And who knows, maybe one day we'll be butting heads in the ring for Ring of Honor. You never know.
That's
right.
He's
certainly
and
a great talent.
Yeah, one of the few big guys out there, you know, that, mm-hmm. that when you think of a pro wrestler, because back then that was the style. You had to be big and strong and gigantic. Michael Elgin fits that category. He is a big dude.
He reminds me of Animal from the Legion of Dooms.
He's
stocky,
yeah.
You know?
He has that esoteric body, or what do they call it in physical therapy? You know, he has a big muscle. And he also reminds me a little bit of Rhino, too. You know that? Because of the body structure.
Oh, Rhino, yeah. Yeah, that's a good comparison. Mm-hmm. Rhino's actually one of my favorites, to be honest with you. His intention.
Yeah?
We should get him on the show at some point.
Yeah, we're working on that. So, Michael Elgin, Cody of Kobe Pro, and Eugene. And Rando, you didn't get a chance to go to Ring of Honor, but Michael Elgin was actually... He wrestled Davey Richards for the belt. In March 31st, here at the War Memorial Auditorium, and Pro Wrestling Insider actually rated that card, that fight, or that match, they gave it a 5-star. So that's a big deal. And Michael Elgin is, that's a whole big deal. And he is actually rated in the top 500 in PWI. So the guy is mean business. He's a very good guy, very cool. And he actually has been wrestling in the indies since he was 16 years old.
Wow.
So that's pretty much what we're going to discuss here tonight. But as we get ready to bring in our first guest, Cody, let's talk a little bit about the news. You guys catch that news? Andy Levine is out of the developmental territory of FCW. We interviewed him in March of this year, and he said he was working on his character, but he's no longer there. First, Johnny, you're taking this.
I would have at least liked to see him kind of, this is what I'm looking for, evolve a little bit in his character. He had a great look, big guy, and he's a nice guy, too. I remember running into him during the tryout, actually, at WWE in 2010, and he was just coming in. They just scouted him from Florida State University, and you know, I had to look up at the guy, and I'm like, hey, you're one of the new guys, huh? He goes, well, I hope so. So they were just scouting him out. But very nice guy, you know, very down-to-earth, laid-back, and I only had a short interaction with him. But it's upsetting to see that he's going, but at least, you know, he's got a taste of it. Now he can take what he learned. He go to the independents, you know, and he'll learn his craft. And I'm sure that he'll be on the radar. So, you know, maybe we'll see from him in the future.
Yeah, we actually had the opportunity.
He's a nice guy in the wrestling business.
Very
good guys like him too.
Yeah, very nice guy. In fact, I had the opportunity of interviewing him. He actually went to my school, Florida International University, where he played football. And he had a child, and I remember, you know, going to school with him and helping him out. And I remember at the time when he was in the football team, his girlfriend at the time had a child. And when he finished school, he was looking for something to do, and wrestling was one of those things because, you know, he had the size, he had the height. He definitely had the height, and he had the look. So he went out there, he tried it out, and I spoke to him late March. And he told me that he was working on his character, he was building on his persona. But unfortunately, like you said, Johnny, maybe he needs to get a little bit more of taste of the indie leagues. And so we see him out there in the big show. Now, Steve Austin, who actually trained Big Andy on the Tough Enough show, said, all day long and twice on Sunday, Big Andy won Tough Enough. Thanks for your passion and opinions. Like it or not, he won. End of story. This is what Steve Austin said on Twitter. Your take on this, Randall?
Well, I mean, Big Andy, definitely, I mean, the guy has a size, and, you know, I know that that was one of the things that a lot of people were critical about when he got chosen on the show, because they were saying, oh, WWE always goes for the bigger dudes. They always try and go for the bigger talents and try and mold these guys, and sometimes they're the more difficult ones to try and mold. And, you know, you had other guys on there that had, you know, a little more potential when it came down to what they're able to do inside the ring. But, you know, Andy showed a lot of fire, definitely showed a lot of emotion, and, you know, gave at least the audience and Steve Austin himself something to look forward to seeing inside the WWE ring. But it's really sad that he's not going to be able to do it, at least not for now.
You know, can I say something?
Go ahead, Ryan Johnny.
You know, I think a company, a billion-dollar company like WWE, you know, they look far beyond the surface of an individual. Yeah, the other guys had potential, you know, like everybody, or else you wouldn't have made the show. You know, so obviously, you know, everybody's being looked at on the surface. And I don't know these people individually. A lot of people said, you know, the kid Luke should have won. But, you know, I remember, and like I said, it's nothing personal. I don't know too much about these guys. But the way I saw it, you know, these guys are drinking at night, having fun, just joking around. WWE is at a different point right now where they're looking for people to invest their time, energy, and, you know, and money into. And they're not just going to give it to somebody. Maybe the other guys like partying too much. You know, everybody gives crap to Andy. But, you know, the guy had height. The guy had potential. The guy just needs to hone his craft. He seems to be a family man, you know, somebody that's reliable, you know. I find myself in the same category. I'm just a single person, which is great, which makes me a little bit more reliable. But, you know, I think they gave it to a guy like Andy because, like Stone Cold said, the kid earned it, you know. Whatever. Maybe he was a little goofy in some people's eyes, but, you know, whatever. Goofy gets people places. Look at Ric Flair. He's goofy. You know, in his own right. That's why I like Ric Flair, so.
No doubt about that, guys. Let's go to a quick commercial before we return, and we'll talk a little more about this. And also, TNA's coming to Fort Lauderdale last Friday, where we got to meet Jeff Hardy and several of the other guys. So we'll be right back here in the Roman Show with Eugene, Michael Elgin, and Cody of Kobe Pro with a big show happening the 28th. We'll be right back.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA, news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to RomanDH@Yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, RomanDH@Yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at RomanDH@Yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of the Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
All right, and we are back here with more action on the Roman Show as we are going to get a hold now of Cody of Kobe Pro all the way in West Virginia. Joining me here, Johnny, the Big Straw Knockout, and Randall Villapana of El Cargano. We're talking
box office draw.
Box office draw. All right.
Damn it, get it right.
Come on, I just noticed.
It's the key. I'm blaming it on
I messed it up now.
Cody?
Yes.
Hey, Cody, welcome to the Roman Show. You're on with Donnie, the box office draw knockout, Randall Villafana, and myself, Rodolfo Roman. Let's talk about the big event coming up April 28th. It's a pleasure to have you. How are things going? How are things getting prepared over there in West Virginia?
Awesome, awesome. Things are going great. Huge event this Saturday, April 28th. It's the biggest show of the year for Cubby Pro. It's our trademark signature show. All or nothing. This is All or Nothing 6. It's this Saturday, bell time 7 p.m., but it's a lot more than just a wrestling show. We have so many things going on this weekend. Friday night at 8 p.m., we have the first ever inaugural Cubby Pro Hall of Fame class of 2012. Going in the Hall of Fame this year is the original voice of Cubby Promotions, our original ring announcer, Mr. Chuck Heflin. Secondly, a man who, Cubby Pro original, big time fan favorite in Cubby Pro, Big Ace Montana. And third and finally, the WWE legend as well as Cubby Pro Dojo head trainer, the Native American Warrior Tatanka, going in the Cubby Pro Hall of Fame Friday night, the night before All or Nothing. Then the next day at 9 a.m., from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., Angus and Ale Steakhouse, Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, breakfast with the stars, all the Hall of Famers, all the Cubby Pro superstars will be there. That's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., 12 p.m. noon to 4 p.m., at Berkeley Springs High School football field, a whole field day's worth of activities, tug-of-war contest, Team Cubby Pro versus all comers, hay rides, moon bounces, slip-and-slides for the kids, a dunk tank, pie throwing, face painting, you name it, all kinds of stuff going on from 12 to 4, plus from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., the one and only head trainer of Cubby Pro Dojo, WWE legend, and Cubby Pro Hall of Famer, Tatanka, teaching a clinic. $50 to anybody that wants to sign up from 2 to 4 p.m. at Berkeley Springs High School Gym. And this is all just going on before the show.
Wow.
And then the show that night, huge crowd we're expecting. We're expecting to sell out Berkeley Springs High School. And we're looking at a minimum of 1,000 in attendance. I just checked today. All the hotels around Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, are sold out. We have people coming from literally a 100-mile radius. We have tickets sold Altoona, Pennsylvania, Hagerstown, Maryland, Winchester, Virginia, Woodstock, Virginia, Morgantown, West Virginia. 100-mile radius. People are coming from all over for this card. And the card, real quick, opener, contract collision, Money in the Bank ladder match will start the show. Following that, tag team title match, the team of SUV, that's Brandon Day and Jeff Early, challenging the Bay City Thrashers, the tag team champions, Louis G. Rich and Brandon Bishop. Third match will be Cubby Pro Hall of Famers, Ace Montana. This will be his farewell match, taking on Bazooka Joe, his arch rival in Cubby Pro for the last 4 or 5 years. They're going to get it on one last time. Cubby Pro women's title match. Ida Marie is going to challenge the champion, Jessie Bell Smothers. That's the daughter of Tracy Smothers. The vice principal of Berkeley Springs High School, Mr. Harris, who's been training with Cubby Pro, is going to be taking on ECW original Christian York in a marquee match in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. This is putting a lot of butts in seats. And then Legends match. I know this guy's going to be on the show here in just a little bit. Eugene, former WWE superstar, taking on WWE legend, the Native American warrior Tatanka in a Legends match. Big Buddha's going to challenge the real deal Jay Steele for the Cubby Pro heavyweight title. And, of course, the main event that night, the company is on the line. Myself, Cody Cubby, putting the title, or the company on the line, rather, against the ever-popular one and only Crazy Shay. So it's all happening this weekend, Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. We're going to make indie wrestling history this weekend. And I hope all the listeners are able to come out, and the more the merrier.
That is absolutely awesome, Cody. I understand that this is a benefit show for the BSHS Athletics. And I want to make sure I read this address again. It's 149 Concord Avenue, BSHS Gym, Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. For ticket information, you can call 304-298-2192 or CubbyProMotions.com. And people can buy this stuff online, Cody?
Yes, absolutely. CubbyPro.com. That's www.CoveyPro.com. All the information is online about all the activities, the Hall of Fame, and, of course, the show.
That is just awesome. And I hope you retain control of your company there in that main event battle you got.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be any problem. You know, it's going to be a pretty easy night of work for me. Shay's not much of a challenge, so I don't have much worries. Special stipulation in that too. Not only am I putting the company on the line, if I win, Crazy Shay has to wrestle in a dress for the next 6 months, and I think he's going to be looking pretty good in that dress.
Oh no, I have a professional wrestler here, Johnny, the Box Office Draw Knockout, here with me. What's your take on this dress stipulation?
The dress stipulation? Well, if he's going to make him his bitch on the show? If he's going to make him his bitch in that match and make sure that he's got total control of his company, why not? He's the rulemaker. Make the guy wear a dress. I think that maybe somewhere out there, Big Vito LaGrasso might have a problem with that, but maybe you guys can get him down at Kobe Pro one day, and maybe you'll have a dress versus dress match.
There you go. Or you can have Donnie, you don't participate in dress matches, so I know that for a fact.
Do I participate in dress matches? No, I participate in wrestling matches with women wearing dresses, and the stipulation for me is when they lose, they have to disrobe. So I usually I'm batting 1,000 with those. So.
Well, Cody, it's so great, though. You have both legends, Eugene and Tatanka, and shortly we're going to have Eugene here on the program. And again, I want to make sure I read this address in West Virginia, Berkeley Springs, 149 Concord Avenue, April 28th, this Saturday, 7 p.m. bell time. Reasonable prices there to go into the show. All or Nothing 6, presented by Kobe Promotions, presents Now tell me about bringing legends like Eugene and Tatanka to the program. What are folks going to see? They're going to be able to interact with these guys?
They're going to be able to interact. Tatanka is going to be at the Breakfast with the Stars. So it'll be like a meet and greet type deal. Come out and get a breakfast. Meet Tatanka, maybe get an autograph, ask some questions. Of course, always at intermission, these guys are selling pictures and autographs and stuff, which is also a great time to talk and interact. Also, something kind of special about this match, I didn't even really give it a thought until this week, but Eugene, a.k.a. Nick Densmore, and Tatanka, Chris Chavis, you got the OVW head trainer, Eugene, taking on the Cubby Pro Dojo Wrestling School head trainer, and Tatanka. So that's something else that comes in the mix in this match, on top of these guys being former WWE superstars and all that great stuff. Not to mention, this is also a TV taping for the Cubby Pro Wrestling TV show, which airs on WJAL-TV every Saturday night at 11 p.m. and is available in 1.3 million homes in the greater Washington, D.C. metro area, which is the number 10 market in the entire country.
That is awesome. So make sure you guys brush up and look nice there, because all you guys are going to come out on TV. Well, Cody, thank you so very much. We await the phone call here of Eugene to tell us more about his showing at the event on April 28th over there in West Virginia. Cody, it's a pleasure to have you here. Again, we await Eugene, and you're welcome here anytime.
Hey, thank you so much. I hope to be able to do this again with you guys sometime, and hope to see you guys in the crowd at a Cubby Pro show. You guys need to come up as our guests sometime, free of charge.
Yes, sir, we will. We promise we will. Thank you, Cody. And maybe you might see Johnny there one day. You guys should hook up and talk.
Well,
absolutely.
That is if he's still the owner, but he's a very confident man. I appreciate that. So I think... Best wishes on your match this Saturday, and kick ass, man. Make that guy wear a dress.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I got a little hot pink number picked out for him already.
Good guy.
Thank you, Cody. We'll talk to more Kobe promotions with Eugene in just a few minutes.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, Cody.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, Randall and Johnny, we await the phone call here of Eugene as you're scheduled to call in and talk about the Kobe promotion and the big event happening.
Sounds like a very busy guy, that guy. He's got a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, he does.
Awesome.
It's like a little mini WrestleMania, huh, over there in West Virginia.
Yeah.
It sure does. Guys, I want to bring this to light. Please have your prayers out there for a former WCW star and also WWE star, Buff Bagwell. He was involved in an accident, a car accident, actually. He has been hospitalized and is in intensive care. This according to a tweet of UCW Indie Promotions. It's posted there that he was involved in an accident. Well wishes. It says here, according to this UCW tweet, Marcus Buff Bagwell involved in a serious wreck and is in ICU. Our prayers go out to him and his family. This was posted, about an hour ago, guys? But I know it happened earlier today. So, well wishes there to Buff Bagwell. We all remember. You remember that line that I'm buff? What is it? I'm buff, I'm stuffed, and girls can get enough?
Yeah, you got it.
That's what it was.
You forgot the word "the" though. It's "I'm the stuff," but who's guessing, right? Who's counting? I'm very picky when it comes to stuff like this. Like you called me the box draw before. It's the box office draw, or the best draw, whatever, or quick draw McGraw, whatever the hell you said. No, but I wish Buff Bagwell well, man. You know, in fact, when we were speaking earlier on the phone before we came on the show, he's one of the names I wanted to throw out to you as far as a guest goes. But hopefully he recovers very quickly, and maybe we'll get on that, you know.
Yeah, I hope he does get very well, and heck, we'll meet you shortly. We're waiting here again the phone call of Eugene. Later on, we're going to have Michael Elgin, the program Ring of Honor superstar, who's out of Canada. He's a Canadian. He'll be talking to you about the pro wrestling Ring of Honor, how he got the deal with Ring of Honor and so forth, and how he started wrestling back when he was 16 years old in the independent scene. So that's just amazing in itself to have such a thing. Well, other news that is going around in the world of pro wrestling, as we get, again, we await the phone call of Eugene. I want to talk briefly about the Brock Lesnar and John Cena yesterday. I'm going to go first with Randall. What was your take on the whole three-hour Monday Night Raw yesterday, which seemed kind of dragged on? A lot of promos, that whole alcoholic stint with stunt with CM Punk and Jericho. Although you got to give it to Punk. He did a good job.
Yeah, I mean, it was entertaining in some way, but I can see where people can say that it was rather long. But definitely was entertaining and was fun to see it. At least him acting drunk. That was great.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. And he memorized the entire alphabet backwards. It was pretty
and
impressive
moonwalk.
In itself. Yeah, and he moonwalked, although he said that was the worst moonwalk he's ever seen.
Yeah, well, yeah, but still, I mean, pretty impressive to do that inside a wrestling ring, I thought.
You guys, you can follow the action. We'd like to hear from you at RomanDH or hashtag RomanShow or comment live 714-868-0222. Johnny, your end. Brock Lesnar making all these requests. John Laurinaitis accepting. John Cena coming in with a chain wrapping it around his fist. And, you know, he's the only wrestler that I know of that comes in with a T-shirt and has Jimmy John's in the back. So he got some sponsorship apart from his actual contract from the WWE, sort of like what the UFC does or MMA does.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, more power to him. I mean, you know, the more money an individual can make, I mean, great, you know. I like to eat, so I need to make a lot of money to eat as much as I like to. So, you know, let him get as many sponsors as he can. Let him get Discovery Zone, Yahoo.com on his shirt, whatever.
I think it's pretty unique. I think he's going to be setting a standard, though, with this, because I'm sure other wrestlers are going to probably request the same thing.
I don't think everybody, if they even request it, I don't think they're going to get their way. It's a special deal with a guy like Brock, because he's sure he could establish himself outside of the pearly gates of WWE.
Yeah, no, the guy definitely comes in with that Jimmy John's, and it was reported that they saw Sable and Brock having some lunch at Jimmy John's. Have any of you guys had Jimmy John's?
No.
Yes, I have.
I have not.
You have
but,
it, Johnny. Well, Ronnie, you have. This is just pretty much cold as fuck. That's what they sell out there.
Yeah.
And they're kind of small, though. I mean, Brock Lesnar's a big guy. I don't think, you must have, like, maybe, like, three of those things, huh?
Well, I'm sure the guy gets a basket full. I mean, come on, it's Brock Lesnar.
Do they sell $5 footlongs there too, or is that just Subway?
No, they don't. They're actually pretty, what, like $6-$7 maybe, Orlando? Roughly?
Yeah, about that.
Give me a get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
And
I get mad when I go to Subway and I ask for more meat, and then they want to charge me more. I it makes sense, but then the guy gives me an attitude if I'm asking for tomatoes. I'm like, hell, you asked me what to put on it. hopefully Jimmy John's have the nicer workers there. That'd be cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I know Jimmy John's
Jimmy
like John. Sponsor some of the...
Why the hell are we talking about Jimmy John's? Let's talk about wrestling.
Well, it's like free promo, man. We got to change subject. They ain't paying.
I'm hungry over here.
We got to get a plug from Jimmy John's now that we're talking about them, right?
Yeah, we should.
I'm sure to put the Jimmy John's logo everywhere.
Oh, hey, I just want to let the fans know that I was wrestling over the weekend last week for NPWS Wrestling in Kearney, New Jersey, and I was in tag team action with my buddy Ricky Rocks. Unfortunately, there was some distraction, and, you know, we ended up not winning, okay, as much as I hate to say, because Danny DeMonto came out and pulled me out of the ring, that son of a bitch, and I'll get him eventually. But I had a chance to run into Kevin Nash and, you know, talk shop with him and get to know a little bit about him. And we talked psychology and wrestling and all that good stuff. So he was a really cool guy. But I just want to let everybody know maybe we might have him on the show in the future at some point. So, you know, but the Olive Branch was extended.
And not only that, right? I understand you have some more matches coming up soon, huh?
Yeah, I'll be on hand again for NPWS on Manville, New Jersey, this Friday night at 7:30 from 600 Washington Avenue. So, you know, that's NWSWrestling.com if people want to get tickets. I will be on hand, and most likely when I'm in a building, I will be wrestling. So, you know, who's ass I'm kicking that night? Not sure yet, but it's going to be somebody. And then I will be taking on who used to be my friend of the Sicilian Mob. You guys hear from Don Roy Caruso all the time. He calls in once in a while. Richard Michaels. This guy caught a promo on me telling me I suck. And honestly, I think he needs some new material. But if you guys want to check out JKOTube, that's youtube.com, the real JKO. I just posted a promo video on him called Rabbit at the Doghouse. And that's where we're going to be, at 400 Liberty Avenue, this Sunday in Brooklyn, New York. 400 Liberty Avenue from the Doghouse, and that starts at 4 p.m. Tickets are $10 at the door, so I think we're going to pack that house out. But, yeah, I want all the JKO Army in the New York, New Jersey area to come on out and see me do what I do best and see why I am the box office draw. Yeah.
Neat. Hey, well, I just want to mention here, guys, that this weekend in Chicago, that's going to be a pretty big weekend over there. They're going to have Chikara and Ring of Honor, a doubleheader this Saturday. And that's also home of Resistance Pro Wrestling. And also we have the Extreme Reunion coming up. That's a big deal. Shane Douglas has been talking about that. Yeah, the 28th in Philadelphia this Saturday. They're going to be out there. Raven's going to be there. New Jack, Shane Douglas, a whole bunch of these names. Sabu, they're all going to be out there wrestling this Saturday. They made a big deal about it. I know in Philly, during Monday Night Raw, they showed a couple of the commercials, and people are psyched about this stuff. It's going to make a comeback. With Extreme Rules, we saw Shane Douglas, who appeared at one of the Monday Night Raws, who was dressed up with a mask, and he says ECW. Eventually, he was escorted, and he did a little promo out there. I'm going to first go with this, Johnny, as we await the phone call from Eugene, but I'm going to go with Randall first. You think it's going to come back, that whole ECW type of feel? Although we felt that this past Friday at the TNA show.
Yeah, I mean... It was great to see that TNA house show was, incredible, even though it was a short show. I mean, what we'd have, like seven matches or something like that, I think it was.
Yep.
But still, every match was just as entertaining as the next. Seeing Austin Aries do his thing live was definitely something exciting. And then, of course, what I told you, I've always wanted to see Jeff Hardy do something live, so that's always definitely exciting. But seeing the ECW, I mean, a lot of people from that era will always tell you that they'll never see it go back to that, but there'll always be little bits and pieces of it around. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't think a company like TNA, now that Spike is censoring it so much, and WWE, which has gone, obviously, to the PG side a bit, I don't think we're going to see that ECW too much in that era. I mean, we'll see it in that area, but we'll see it still in places like Dragon Gate and places Chikara and all that. We'll see things like that go down still, at least.
Well, one of our fans here, Mike, says that Shane mentioned during the Wrestle Reunion that they will do a show at the War Memorial Auditorium. Now, here's the history at the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale. I would go ahead and say that it was the second home of ECW because...
Yes, it was.
Yeah, aside from Philly, they would always be at the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale, where also Major League Wrestling was another promotion. They called that place home. Now, this is what Mike is saying. I personally have not read this stuff. This is just what our fan is saying. But, boy, if that does happen, that would be pretty cool because this past week when we were out there, and Johnny, we're pretty much painting the picture here for you, Devon Dudley was wrestling. This past weekend, and he felt home. You can tell because everyone was chanting ECW, ECW. In fact, he grabbed the soda, he grabbed the beer, and he smashed his opponent with it, which took us back to those good old days when ECW used to come to the War Memorial Auditorium. Pretty neat.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, it's not. It's such a different generation now with wrestling. I mean, everything that you've seen. I mean, you know, I don't want to talk down, and hopefully Shane Douglas can, you know, revive that. But I think just times change, and it's kind of like cell phones and text messaging. Nobody even wants to talk on a phone anymore, and that pisses me off. But hey, you know what?
Tell me about it.
You just got to change with the times, I guess. There's nothing you could do, you know. It's too outnumbered.
Yeah.
So there might not be chair shots and stuff like that, but hell, maybe Shane Douglas can revive a new era of Extreme in some way. So
yeah,
I'm optimistic for it.
Mm-hmm. Randy, had to say something?
No, I was just agreeing. I mean, hopefully, man. That ECW style is always fun, and you know, it's always an exciting thing, and it'd be fun to see something like that come around again.
Yeah, Dream is going to be there too. I mean, a whole bunch of these guys are going to be out there. Hey guys, follow the action, join the conversation on Twitter @RomanDH or #RomanShow. As you can go ahead and interact with us or call us live at 714-868-0222. As we await the phone call of Eugene, the promoter just told us that he was going to call in, but we haven't received a phone call yet. With that being said, let's go to a brief commercial, guys, and we're going to be right back with more action here in the Roman Show, as we also have lined up Michael Elgin. So stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back with more of the Roman Show.
AllOutMMAGear.com is your best source for MMA gear and apparel. Use code RomanShow and receive 15% off your next purchase. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter @AllOutMMAGear and on Facebook.com/AllOutMMA for the latest on merchandise and special offers. AllOutMMAGear.com, from Miami to the world.
Visit El Octagono for all the latest in MMA news, fight results, interviews, live event coverage, podcasts, and video capsules. All this and much more in Spanish. Find all your MMA needs here inside El Octagono, the number one source dedicated 100% to MMA in Spanish. ElOctagono.com.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.
This is the new face of Impact Wrestling and inspiration to all children everywhere, Christopher Daniels, and you are listening to The Roman Show.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion, and you, monkey, you're listening to the Roman Show, and that's not a bad thing, that's a good thing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here in the program, and I believe this is WWE veteran Eugene.
Who's the genius with his finger on the button that kept me on hold for 15 minutes?
Oh, we apologize. We for some reason we didn't see the phone call here. But Eugene, thank you so very much for joining us, sir.
Didn't see the phone call. You're too busy putting yourselves over and talking about nonsense. We got stuff to talk about. We got to talk about this Saturday night in Baker Springs, West Virginia. I'm talking about Cubby Pro All or Nothing 6. That's what we need to be talking about.
Yes, you do. You need to chop us on the chest and give us some good chops, because we need to learn a lesson, sir.
It's going to be one heck of a night this Saturday. It's the biggest show of the year for Cubby Pro Wrestling, and I'm going to be wrestling my good friend Tatanka. Eugene versus Tatanka, a main event in any building around the world.
That is just absolutely great. And now, tell me about Rusty Tatanka, a legend himself. Going at it, and both you and yourself are trainers. So tell me about this, two teachers going at it.
Well, it's like the two masters playing chess, move for move, step for step, hold for hold, slug for slug, punch for punch. It's going to be one of the greatest matches that people have ever seen in Cubby Pro Wrestling. Tatanka's going to be inducted into the Cubby Pro Hall of Fame the night before, Friday night, and then Saturday night, his induction match. They're calling it a Legends match. I'm calling it one of the greatest that's ever going to go down, Saturday night in Beckley Springs, West Virginia. All or nothing. That's what I'm coming for.
That is awesome, Eugene. Now, Eugene, let's talk a little bit about your career now. What have you been up to lately?
I've been traveling around the world. I spent the first part of the year in India wrestling for TNA's Ring to King project. I was the crazy doctor over there, and now I'm just wrestling independents, and I'm helping training the next crop of superstars for Ohio Valley Wrestling with the class that I teach, the Nick Dinsmore Pro Wrestling class. And I'm sure everybody's logged on to obwrestling.com for all the information about the Nick Dinsmore Pro Wrestling class.
And as we all know, that OVW is the developmental program there for TNA. Tell me about going to India. Tell us about the atmosphere over there, what the feedback you got from the wrestling fans in India.
Going to India was a culture shock, man. It's completely different than any place I've ever been. It was inspiring. It was humbling. But for one thing's for sure, is the people over there, the Indians over there love their wrestling. I mean, there was one where we turned 2,000 people away at the door. A riot broke out. I mean, this is something that India has never seen. They've never really had their own live pro wrestling show, something that they could call theirs. And, we went over there, and there's a whole group of Indian wrestlers now that are storming all over India and taking names. That I helped train a lot of them, along with Savio Vega. And then Rinka King is quite possibly one of the best up-and-coming companies in the world today.
That is just amazing. So a riot broke out. Were you guys in the locker room when this happened? What happened? Can you paint the picture of what happened during that time?
Well, the riot was kind of started by Scott Steiner. He broke out into the crowd and stormed the crowd, and people were just falling over themselves, and supposedly three people fainted. I didn't see him myself, but the fear in these people's eyes when Scott Steiner hit the crowd, I'd never seen anything like it. It was like a bull was literally loose in an arena of 2,000 people, and just if you've never been in an atmosphere like that, to feel the fear these people had for this crazy man that was running around, that was, I mean, a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Wow, that's just amazing, Eugene. And with Rocka King, I understand that, you know, combat sports wrestling is making a big, big, big impact over there in India. And on TV, the ratings are just insane. Now, it's a whole lot, it's different compared to the United States. You know, they got the whole Bollywood dancing going on. It's a different setup when compared to the American style of wrestling.
Well, I mean, you have to understand that there's 2.3 billion people in India. There's 20% of the world's population on only 4% of the world's land. Mumbai is the second largest city in the world with 50 million people. And when they say that the ratings are huge, we're talking about 14 million people watching the debut episode of Rinka King. You know, something that they've never seen, to have their own wrestling company, their own stars, you know, their own Rinka King heavyweight championship. You know, it's something that the fans over there love, that the wrestlers over there are very proud that they helped build. They were on the ground floor building this company that I think, you know, is going to go straight to the top around the world.
Great, Eugene. And also on the line here of my co-host, Randall Yafania, and also Johnny, the box office draw knockout, which, Johnny, you've met Eugene before.
Yeah, we met in Pennsylvania a few years back. How you doing, man?
Fantastic, brother. What's going on?
Not much. How's the Smurf juice?
What's that?
No, I won't get into that story, but you're a hell of a guy, and I don't know if you remember personally. It was a few years ago, but we did a show for PCWA in Mount Carmel, Pennsylvania. And you're backstage, and I asked for one piece of advice you gave me, because this is like the first year I was in pro wrestling, first or second year. And I says, one piece of advice, don't even have to be wrestling related. What do you think would be one sentence that could help me further my career? And you said, location. You said, pick a location. You gave me three options. You said Ohio Valley Wrestling, which is where you train. You said Harley Race School, and then you said you can go right for it and go down to Florida Championship Wrestling if you feel you're ready. So I was on my way to do the OVW, and then they cut ties with WWE back then because this was in 09. So I just want to let you know I took up your advice, and I actually packed up my things because that was in May of 09. By the end of the year, I got all my stuff together. I moved out to Tampa. And, you know, before I went there, I had some work with WWE at New York and in Pennsylvania. I actually got a televised match, and then I went out to Tampa, and I got my, you know, my training over there, and I did my tryouts. But I want to thank you for getting, you know, the gears going with that, because it actually furthered my career in a positive way, and I had a chance to learn from some of the best, Norman Smiley, Steve Kern. So, you know, thanks for getting that started, man.
Well, you're lucky that I gave you that advice. Most of the time, the advice I give to young men in the business is burn your boots. But
I burn my shoes on the treadmill running, actually. I do that.
Well, they're definitely right, though. You know, if you want to get ahead in pro wrestling, it's where you are. It's location. What's your goal? Is your goal to be a nationwide, worldwide television wrestling superstar? You know, there's only a handful of places that can get that done, and you're right. Ohio Valley Wrestling in Louisville, Kentucky is definitely one of them. I've got guys moving here all the time, wanting to sign up for our class, wanting to get integrated. Now that OVW is the official and exclusive developmental territory for TNA Impact Wrestling, if you want to get a shot to be on TV, OVW is without a doubt the place to be, to learn the craft, to learn how to do TV, to learn how to do live event matches, to learn how to market yourself, to advance your character, to learn how to do promos. The entire package can be learned right here at OVW. And you can learn more at obwrestling.com.
There you go. And Eugene, now tell us a little bit about yourself and your character. I know you came up with a concept, and not too many people understood your character. But what was the inspiration behind your character of Eugene when you were in the World Wrestling Entertainment?
At the time, Hurricane was the only kids character that WWE had, so I knew that they needed a kid/comedy character, and I was hoping to fill that space. So I would watch the way they interact with adults, with other kids, you know, watching wrestlers they saw, if possibly they were to get scolded, how they acted. And I just kind of patterned a kids type character after the way I saw kids interact. But I added in a lot of things, you know, that I remember as a kid liking about pro wrestling, you know, the moves that I like to see guys do. You know, Junkyard Dog, the handsome Jimmy Valiant, you know, the little bit of Terry Funk sprinkled in there, being just a bit crazy, and I just kind of wrapped it all together, and you know, it took off.
Now, before WWE, did you use that? Because there was another wrestler down here in Florida that did use something like that. He will pull out like a book out of his bag, and whether it be Hogan or Rock, he will mimic that move. And I remember, I don't remember his name right now, you'll kill me right now, but did you use this, did you kind of modify this stuff in the indies before you went to WWE?
No, actually, you know, I sat down with a meeting with Vince McMahon one day, and you know, he asked if I had any ideas for myself for a character, and I kind of spit it out, and he's, great, we'll start it on Monday. So I was kind of thrown to the wolves, you know, might you say, and luckily I hit a home run on my first night, and I kept doing well, and just made my way all the way to being in the ring with The Rock, to being in the ring with Hogan, to wrestling Triple H, to even wrestling Vince McMahon himself.
Yeah, I remember that. Now, quickly, I don't want to take too much time from you, and I'm going to let you guys ask a question. What was your favorite feud of all time when you were in the WWE?
you know, there were so many. I wrestled with William Regal a whole lot, and that's what a lot of the memories that I have are tagging with William Regal. We wrestled La Resistance, we wrestled Tom Cohen Christian, and we wrestled a whole host of great tag teams. But just, you know, the time that I got to learn from William Regal and you know, absorb his knowledge and you know, further my career because of him, those are the things that I really remember.
And I have a question here from one of the fans. What was it like wrestling Kurt Angle?
You know, Kurt Angle is, you know, in my opinion, probably the toughest professional wrestler I've ever wrestled. He was, you know, he was a world-class athlete winning the Olympics, and it showed because he was a step faster than everybody else. He was a step quicker. he just had, you know, I don't know if you've ever wrestled any legitimate amateur wrestlers, but they just have, you know, core strength and body strength and an incredible balance, and he was that entire package. You know, he could be a serious mean wrestler. Kurt Angle could be a comedy wrestler. He could get you to cry. He could get you to, you know, to get mad. I mean, he's definitely, you know, the complete package when you're talking about a professional wrestler. And he pulled my hair, man. I didn't care for that much.
Randall, you have a question for Eugene?
Well, more than anything, it's really just about this match you have coming up on Saturday against Tatanka. I know you want to get to talk about that and at least give the listeners right now a little bit of what they're going to be able to see in a match between two great wrestlers, at least two people that have been great in this industry and two people that have done a lot for the industry. What can they expect seeing inside that ring when you go ahead face-to-face with Tatanka?
Well, I don't know if you remember. You asked what it was like wrestling Kurt Angle. Leading up to wrestling Kurt Angle, I actually wrestled Tatanka in Eugene's three-minute challenge when I had taken the gold medal from Kurt Angle. But we never got to really have a complete match. We only had 3 minutes. You know, you can't do a lot of things in 3 minutes. So I'm really excited to see what's going to happen Saturday night when I get Tatanka in the ring one more time for, you know, just a good old time between friends. I know he likes to throw those big karate chops, those big Indian chops, and I'm willing to take a few and give some back. So you're going to see, you know, a good time. You're going to see a little bit of hard hitting, and you're probably going to see one of the best wrestling matches that you've seen in a long time when I get in the ring with Tatanka Saturday night, Beckley Springs, West Virginia. Cubby Pro All or Nothing 6.
That's right. That's April 28th. Excited over there in West Virginia. As Cody called in, to expect to pack this place, 1,000 people. They're expecting for this to be a huge show. Now, Eugene, I want to get your point now on the current status of professional wrestling right now. Some of the young guys, we had Jake the Snake Robertson not too long ago. He said that some of the young guys are being pushed too much into TV too early. Some of them are not being disciplined, messing around with drug substances. What's your take right now on the current status of pro wrestling in general?
Was it again? Was the question one more time?
What's your opinion on the current status of professional wrestling as it is right now today?
Pertaining to?
In general, overall, as far as the talent that's on TV right now. Some, like you have seen, Evan Bourne got in trouble for violating their drug policy. Things that we see right now with the internet on Twitter, calling each other out, stuff that they didn't have back then.
Well, you know, it's definitely a different time in pro wrestling. I'm not going to say it's better or it's worse, but I think it's definitely going up. You know, the boys are always going to be the boys, and the guys that are going to get in trouble are always going to get in trouble. But overall, there's getting more athletes, more guys in the business that have a little bit of education and know how to carry themselves. But the fact of the matter is that Rock versus Cena drew more money for one wrestling show than has ever been drawn before. So you got to say wrestling is on an upswing. It's not one of its all-time highs, just on that match alone. You know, you've got guys coming out of school that might be ready for TV. Some guys might not be ready for TV, but that's how it goes. That's how it's always been. You get thrown to the wolves. You get thrown right in there. It's either sink or swim. Have you got what it takes or don't you? And I think that's what everybody just wants to see. You know, who's going to be the next big star? Who's going to be that next breakout guy that takes wrestling to the next level? That's what we're all waiting on.
Great. And just two more things, Eugene. If you were to go back to the WWE, who would you like to wrestle? What are you new guys?
Oh, man, I don't know. There's so many good guys. Kofi Kingston is just outstanding. Daniel Bryan is fantastic. You know, I'd like to step in the ring with any of those guys. Even Santino. Santino went off and used my music not too long ago. I wasn't too happy about that. I actually thought about challenging him, not to a match, but going to challenge him to a pre-taped video-making contest. We can have a sharp-dressed man's match. Both of us in tuxedos, and the only way to win is to rip your tuxedo off your opponent. That's the kind of match I'd like to have with Santino Marella.
Nice. And, Eugene, do you have a Twitter or a Facebook account where people can follow up with you?
Yeah, man, the Twitter is Eugene Dinsmore. The letter U, Gene Dinsmore, Dinsmore, at Eugene Dinsmore. Facebook's the same. You can check out the Nick Dinsmore Pro Wrestling class at ovwrestling.com this Saturday night in Beckley Springs. All or nothing, Tatanka.
Wonderful, Eugene. Now, lastly, if you could do us a favor, you could just give us a plug here. Just basically say, hey, this is WWE veteran Eugene. Keep listening to The Roman Show, and whenever you're ready.
The Roman Show?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Are you ready? You sure?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. It's former WWE superstar Eugene Dinsmore, and you are listening to The Roman Show.
Eugene, thank you so very much. Over there in West Virginia, come out and see WWE legend Eugene versus Tatanka, another legend, going at it one-on-one in West Virginia, April 28th, presented by Colby Promotions. Thanks so much, Eugene. We'll have you in the show anytime. You're welcome, dear.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you
Thanks, so very much.
Have
a good time this weekend, brother. Stay safe.
Thank you, guys. Wow, we learned a lot from Eugene here. Boys, a man who has a lot of experience, who has been in the business for a very long time, guys.
Yeah, he's made his rounds. He's been around for a while, and you know, he's very good at what he does. He's a very good technician in the ring too, which is why he's the head trainer at OVW. In fact, I was looking into OVW too, and I moved around a little bit, and I just decided to stay around New York and you know, learn on the job, so to speak. But, you know, his advice definitely helped me further my career. So it was good to hear from him again. And I think if he's still listening, I'm going to reach out to him and try to stay in contact with him as well. So it's a cool guy. Very fun and very entertaining to be around, too. That joke I made earlier, it was, I guess it was just for both of us, but he doesn't remember. So,
Randall, you're
if I got into it, I could tell you why, but I'm not going to get into it.
Randy, you're taking the interview.
Well, definitely what I thought. Definitely an informative and very fun interview. I mean, the guy's been around so long. You know, he's always gonna have stories after stories after stories, and I'm sure we haven't even touched the tip of the iceberg on, you know, stories we can hear from Eugene from, you know, past to now. I mean, it's definitely probably an exciting life he's led in everything in this industry. So, we got a little taste of it, and it was definitely fun.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And we learned about him and who he would like to possibly wrestle if he were to come back, and that's Kofi Kingston. And, you know, and Eugene is a very technical guy. You know, he was a very technical, he was sort of a master when he got in there. And I see where he says that he credits a lot of William Regal for his technique, because William Regal himself was a very technician when it came to wrestling. So I could definitely see that there. And most of the time now, when you turn to WWE, we don't see that too much. You know, we see more. We did get to see it in the CM Punk and the Jericho, don't get me wrong, in the WrestleMania 28. But we kind of set ourselves a little bit apart from that. And Eugene definitely brought that to the table. Now, let's get a hold now from a legend to a newcomer and now a current superstar, Ring of Honor, Michael Elgin, all the way in Canada. We're going to reach out to Mike.
Hello.
Hello, Michael. Michael?
Hey.
Hey, man, Michael. Thanks so very much and for patiently waiting for us. Ring of Honor superstar Mark Elgin here on The Roman Show. Thanks so much, man. You know, first and foremost, I want to welcome you. And secondly, I want to say congratulations as your match with Davey Richards was given a 5-star from PWI. How'd you feel about that?
You know, it's still kind of surreal. Going in that weekend, I just knew that I wanted to give the fans something special, and I wanted to give them something to remember me by. And luckily, you know, we came out of that weekend with something that everybody can look back at.
And that was down here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the War Memorial Auditorium, a place that's been known for holding big-time wrestling promotions. And, Michael, you started wrestling and when you were 14 years old, you were training. And at 16, you were already an independent promotion. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it got started in Canada?
I was just a huge fan growing up and got all the hand-me-downs from my older relatives and everything. It was just something that I never got away from. And when I was 14, I found a flyer through a friend that had like wrestling camps during the summer, and they took all ages. So I called up and joined up for the summer and went in for the 2-week class, and then joined up at that school. I was there for about a year, and then I just realized that it wasn't a very good school, and neither should it be, you know, taking 14-year-olds. But luckily I found a decent school when I had just turned 16 in Toronto called Squared Circle, and then I went over there, and then from there just started kind of snowballing, traveled with some friends to Michigan, got work for the first weekend. I was still 16, and then just since then it's just been on the go.
That is absolutely awesome. And on the side here we have Johnny the Box Office Draw Knockout, and on the other side, Randall Villafania. And Johnny, you met once Michael.
Yeah, hey, what's up, Mike? Good to have you on the show, bud. This is
Johnny.
How's
it going? Thank you.
We met back at the tryouts in WWE in 2010, and then after that you had the ROH tryouts. I just wanna say, hey, you know, I know I seen you in September, was it last year? Was that Death Before Dishonor? But we briefly spoke. But I just want to say congrats, man, on your spot. And I hear you're doing well, and you just had a match with Davey Richards and all, who is somebody I truly admire as well. And just, you know, wishing the best for you. And who knows, maybe one day we might be able to lock it up at some point. So
sounds good, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mike, you signed a deal with Ring of Honor last year. You competed with several of the top guys over there. And you've been in tournaments that you have won that are definitely something to look at and say, wow, this is the fittest tournament that the Ring of Honor has. Tell me about winning this Survival of the Fittest tournament last year.
The tournament's held every year, and the winner is guaranteed a title shot. And, I mean, it was stacked this year with so many of the top Ring of Honor guys. And just being in the ring with all of them, it was, you know, a great feeling. And to be able to say I beat, you know, 8 other guys on that weekend is just something not a lot of people can say. So that was just another moment that was pretty surreal for me. And I think that was, you know, one of those points that really turned the corner for me and had people looking out for me in Ring of Honor.
That is great. And you signed the contract last year. Now you run all the way to December 2012. Tell me about working with Ring of Honor. The talent out there is something different from the stuff that we get to see on cable. Now you guys are in certain locations. But Ring of Honor, and I actually had the opportunity to experience it down here in at the Warner Moore Auditorium. And I must say, as a fan, it makes this stuff so interesting. Hello, Mike, are you there?
Yeah, sorry, cut out a bit.
Oh, it's all right. The fan, the fan atmosphere is so great. Everyone just chanting, you know, ROH, ROH, and telling the wrestlers what to do. Tell me about that, and how does that boost you up when you walk outside the ring, when you walk outside to the ring?
It's always good to have the fans into it, because it just makes you want to work that much harder when you're in the ring. I mean, I've been on, you know, local indie shows, and that just the crowd's dead, and it kind of just drains you, and don't really, as much as you perform every time you're in the ring, it just isn't the same when the fans aren't behind you. And I can't tell you, you know, a city we went into with Ring of Honor where the crowd isn't vocal and they're not into everything, and it just makes you want to perform, you know, instead of the regular 100%, you want to perform head and toes above the rest, you know what I mean? You just want to go out there and give it your all and give those fans something to talk about even after they leave the arena. So Ring of Honor's crowd is just absolutely fantastic, and it's great to have people so passionate about something that we're so passionate about.
And now, Mike, Johnny and Randy, we were all talking about you and your body structure. You know, there's some of the type of guys that aren't seen too much on pro wrestling. You're a big, stocky guy. You know, it's kind of the body structure of Rhino. Tell me about it. It's so cool because you still have this type of look that they used back then.
Yeah, I was actually just born into, like, a big family. Growing up, like, 13, 14, I was just a really fat kid. And when I decided I wanted to wrestle, it was when I was 13. I was like, you know, I got to lose weight. I got to get in shape. And I just started hitting the gym and working out, and I dropped a lot of the body fat, but I always kept, you know, the width in me, in my shoulders, and the size I had when I was, you know, a fat kid. And it just stuck with me. You know, my mom was like a power lifter and arm wrestler before I was born, so I think I got strength from her. And it just was kind of a blessing to be a bigger kid, because I've always had that advantage of being a little bit stockier, and it helps me when I'm in the gym. So I enjoy, you know, being bigger and stronger than everybody, and it's really helped me, especially in Ring of Honor, as people can tell.
Great. And before we let you go, Michael, tell me about the atmosphere over there in Canada and wrestling, which is a big place for pro wrestling. I saw one of your posts out there that you were even possibly thinking of making or producing your own, running your own promotion in Ontario.
Yeah, you know, Canada's been such a great place even since I started. It's just we get kind of oversaturated at times. And there's some promotions, you know, you have those promoters out there, which not just in Ontario, they're all over the world, that want to save a dollar. And in doing that, they're really ruining the whole overall, you know, experience of going to a show like that. And it's just a case where, you know, you go into a show and you don't really want to tell anybody you're there because you know how the show's going to go and the experience is going to be. And it's just not something you can be really proud of. And, I mean, there's so many other shows that you can really be proud of, but over time, you know, people grow up and just lose the passion of running shows, so they stop, and then you're just left with those promotions ran by guys who nobody's booking and everything. So it's just something that I've been thinking about lately because, you know, I'm at home and nothing really is going on, and just want to get some fans noticing some of the Ontario guys that really need a look at. But, like, when the bigger shows come into Canada, especially Ontario area, like Ring of Honor and Toronto and stuff, it draws at least 1,000 people, and they're going nuts all the time. So we're a huge wrestling city. It's just got to have something locally that people can be proud of.
Man, do you have a question for Michael Elgin?
Well, I mean, I know it's a kind of cliche question, and being that I know you had that recent match with Davey Richards, the 5-star rated match, so far right now in your career, I mean, you faced very recognizable people, very big names. And right now, what has been your most exciting match for you? Like, what has been the most, the match you yourself have enjoyed the most and really that means the most to you?
Well, definitely number one would obviously be with Davey Richards. Just, you know, the fans' perspective of it and everybody, you know, really appreciating it is really brought it to the forefront for me. But actually, there's another match that I just had Saturday in AEW in Chicago with Silas Young. And it was a 2 out of 3 falls match, and it went to the 60-minute time limit. And I couldn't – the crowd was, you know, with us the whole time, and it got a little bit of buzz going. And not only that, just AEW is a great promotion to be in, and people really need to check their stuff out. So I'd have to say those two would be the top two.
All right.
That is great. And Mike, I mean, as we were saying with Canada and wrestling, you know, remember the Stampede Wrestling, the heart and the dungeon and so forth, so much tradition over there in Canada. Tell us about the talent that's coming out of there. Are we going to see any of these guys down here aside from yourself?
You know, I'm really hoping. We do have quite a few, you know, new guys coming up and guys that have been around for a while that you just haven't heard of. Josh Alexander's one. He just debuted on Evolve when they're in Toronto here, and I think he's going to be doing some more shows for Dragon Gate USA and Evolve, which I'm hoping because he's somebody that people should really be taking notice to. Ashley Six, who I used to team up with actually in IWA Mid-South, he's another really good talent, you know, that people need to see. Tyson Dukes, which quite a few people are familiar with his work in TNA. He was part of Team Canada for a little bit. So those are some of the top guys that I would suggest to even look into if you're not too familiar with them. And, I mean, it's just a big talent pool, man. There's a lot of guys here that I've come in with and are coming up right now that are very talented, and if they get the opportunity, they're definitely going to turn some heads.
All right, and lastly, one question here from Mary Knockout. She wants to know, who would you like to wrestle in the future?
You know, there's so many people out there, but I think there's a lot more guys in Japan that I wanna work with, hopefully soon. Sakimoto would be one, Kenta, definitely Prince Devitt, Kojima, Tanahashi, to name a few. So I'm really hoping that this year brings me to Japan, and hopefully I get to work with some of those guys.
Tell me about that, Michael. Some of these guys from North America going to Japan. You saw Tenzai, who now is in WWE, but was formerly known as H, when he went over there. And his wrestling now, they say, it's phenomenal. About that experience over there, what is it about North American wrestlers that want to go to Japan and wrestle these guys?
I think it's just, you know, the history of Japanese wrestling. I mean, when you talk about five-star matches and stuff, half the list is, you know, Misawa and Kobashi from Japan, and they're just known. It's still a sport over there, and it's appreciated. And as a wrestler, you know, we tend to appreciate that kind of stuff. And so many guys are just so athletic and so good. I mean, it's some of the wrestling that I still watch now, and there's so many North American wrestlers that people don't really know about, especially like mainstream fans. They don't really know about the Stan Hansons and the Terry Gordys and the Dr. Dusty Williams. And these are all guys that made a living in the sport, but it was mainly in Japan. And it's just the heritage there is so deep that it would be a great place to expand my career to.
Great. John, you have any questions or thoughts on Mike?
Well, I mean, I agree with him about Japan and their heritage and just the whole style, the hard hitting, and just the fans out there just totally respect the athleticism. You know, a lot of wrestling and North American wrestling especially is just, it's mostly entertainment value, you know. It's a lot of, you know, and I hate to doubt it because it's just the way it is these days, but a lot of it's like cheap pops and laughs and comedy. And, you know, myself, my style is just like right up there with Mike's. It's just hard hitting, you know, and, you know, I totally agree. But, hey, Mike, I just want to wish you well, man. You know, I understand you are doing well as it is. I just want to continue to wish you well and stay healthy and, you know, all the best to you, man. And hopefully I'll see you again down the line. And thank you for being on the show with us tonight.
Thank you for the kind words. Thank you for having me, and best to you as well.
Thank you very much, Mike. If you could do one favor really quickly, Mike. If you could just give us a quick plug to say it's my blog and a ring of honor. Keep listening to The Roman Show whenever you're ready.
Okay. This is Unbreakable Michael Elgin from Ring of Honor, and keep listening to The Roman Show.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you so very much. Well wishes, and you can find Michael Elgin on Facebook, and you also have a Twitter account. What's your Twitter account?
It's ROH Michael Elgin.
There you go. Mike, thank you so very much, and you can see him at Ring of Honor on the website and follow him on Twitter. And we'll love to have you here again any other time, sir.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you, Mike. All right, guys. Well, good step there. Thanks for Mike for joining us. And guys, we've had two guests out here, three guests actually. Incredible show tonight. A lot of the folks on the chat room already going bananas. Hey, and I want to give a great kudos here to Randall, because you've been all over, man. You were on the Herald, the Miami Herald. John, he was on some other website with the interview of Kaz and Christopher Daniels. The whole interview has been everywhere, man. Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad that it's actually getting that kind of attention, because it's worthy of it. I mean, not taking, like, the credit for myself, but just the interview itself as a whole. I mean, you guys were a fun interview and definitely a very informative one as well, especially with the note from Kaz about the haircut and the donation of the hair. So definitely I'm glad that it's getting that kind of recognition, because it's more recognition for that foundation in itself. You know, and that's what's more important than anything.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Very real cool stuff out there. And Bobby Roode, too, cut his hair. When we saw him at the TNA show Friday, we noticed that he cut his hair. So it's a new... Tom, you going to cut your hair or no? You're not going to follow the trend?
Absolutely not. No. Oh, were you asking me or Randall? I thought I heard Johnny.
That's right. Both of you guys have long hair. So.
You know what? I'm sorry if I'm taking your time here, Randall, but... Being that I already interrupted, I guess. You know what my grandfather calls me? Samson from the Bible. You know, like Samson and Delilah. I think if anybody ever cut my hair, I think I wouldn't have the Oh, screw it. I'm just lying. I still have the sex appeal that I have. Why not? But no, the long locks are the way to go, man. I will never cut mine.
Right, I think I'm on that same boat, too, man. I've had my hair way too long to go ahead and cut it now.
Fabio ain't got shit on us, Randall.
Well, guys, I mean, we had a lot of fun tonight here in the program. Let's take a quick little phone call here real quick. Special panel here, Lorraine. How you doing, Lorraine?
I'm good. How are you?
Have you enjoyed the show today?
Yes, I enjoyed it. Very informative. So you got to excuse me. I got a cold.
Oh, it's all right.
Hi, Donnie.
Well,
hi, Randall.
Hello.
What's going on, Lorraine Knockout?
Not much. Did you check into the TNA stuff, Johnny?
I threatened Hulk Hogan on Twitter, and I've been suspended from Twitter for like a week. No, I'm kidding. I checked into it. I know how it's working right now. Basically, it's a tryout, and you know, I'm not prepared right now. I want to just work here on the Northeast, and I'm not ready to do that tryout right now. Maybe down the line in the future, but I definitely made my tweets to Hogan, telling him I might be seeing him down the line, and I know these people get these tweets, too. I know they look at everything, but no, he has not responded to us. But one day, we will infiltrate, whether it be a TNA or a Ring of Honor or a WWE.
There you go. Thank you for
asking.
There you go. Well, no problem. Thanks so very much. Thanks so very much for listening. And, drink some vitamin C. That's a cheap plug for that. Hopefully they'll...
And tell Elena Knockout that I says hello and that I hope she's doing just well. And Captain Cool, too, Bill. Those are, by the way, that's Lorraine's daughter and future son-in-law. How is your daughter, by the way, Lorraine? Good?
She's doing good, yes. Her and
good.
The baby are doing a lot better.
Very good. She's close, guys. July, I believe, right?
Yeah, July 8th.
July 8th. Look at this.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, congrats over there from our end, Lorraine. Thanks for always listening, Lorraine. Thank you so very much again. And
Thank you.
Better. Thank you so very much. All right, guys. Well, what final thoughts? Randall, we'll start with you on the show.
Well, I'm going to go a little bit off topic here, but being that you do cover MMA as well, I do want to announce this here with you. It's official that Hector Lombard is signed to the UFC, man.
Yes, it is official. We had him here in the program last Wednesday. We're trying to get him tomorrow. If he's available. But, yes, it is official. We're excited for him, and I will never forget the time when I was in the pizza line at the Hard Rock, and he told me I will be in the UFC, and there you have it. Signed the contract. He's ready to go. We're going to see this guy in action. I think maybe one or two top names, and he'll get a shot at Anderson Silva. I think that's what we're looking at. But congratulations to Hector Lombard. And good thing you mentioned that, Randall, because tomorrow night we will be talking MMA. We're going to have Seth Petrozelli on the program starting at 10 p.m. We're going to have Jordan Breen of SureDog.com, and we're going to talk some MMA tomorrow night, so join in the fun tomorrow night here on The Roman Show. Anything else, Randall?
I'm wondering, and I think somebody in the chat room was wondering, too, how many people are really going to be interested in watching that Hulk Hogan sex tape that now the pictures are leaking out, and it's... I'm not even trying to watch that. Like, I'm not trying to find those pictures or anything, but I'm seeing the information. So how many listeners out there are really trying to find this and actually watch this stuff?
Well, was that, repeat that again? What pictures of who?
The Hogan sex tape.
Did they really post those things out there? Seriously?
Well, apparently there's pictures out already. I'm seeing that there's images leaked. Obviously, the film itself apparently is still trying to get shopped around, so it hasn't been released, obviously. But apparently, images are leaking, and I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not the type to want to see some, you know, at least not old stuff like that. I mean, come on, man.
A young guy naked? Ew.
If it was
a Hulk Hogan lesbian tape, maybe, but and Hulk Hogan would have nothing to do with it. Just put his freaking name on it. I love to watch that lesbian, but what the hell has wrestling come to? This freaking internet is ruining everything.
It's like vintage porn, man. We have all
wow.
You know?
he's got the 70s mustache.
Yeah. No. Oh, man. Hashtag vintage porn, man. We just came up with that right now. Incredible, man. Wow.
Man.
I'm sure a lot of sickles, though, that will be searching for those pictures.
Disgusting.
I don't know. That's weird.
You know, kudos to Hulk Hogan. You know, the guy is such a big part of pro wrestling. But, you know, we interviewed Larry Zbyszko, and he told Hulk Hogan, you know, stay out my business. Don't get on Twitter and start talking about Shea Stadium. And did you get to catch that interview there, Johnny?
I did. I was Larry drunk?
That's what
drunk.
People say. That's what people are saying. I did not, you know. Anyways,
no, with all due respect to, you know, Mr. Zbyszko and what he's done for wrestling, but, like, I don't know. Come on. Put the tequila away when you have an interview. Christ. Go see CM Punk. He'll straighten you out.
That's what people were saying, but, yeah, I mean, he looked sober. I mean, Randall, you were right next to me. I didn't smell.
No,
yeah,
he did not
really
look sober.
He, I mean, he seemed sober at least in the moment, but he definitely the interview seemed gave that impression of a little bit added
and then,
substance.
And
in the
then
body.
One day when we get him on the show, I'm gonna eat my words. So, but it looked
that,
to me. He did. It looked.
He did look quite to me, and you know. I actually got to kind of a clip of that match with him and Bruno Thunder.
Do you think that on Hogan's sex tape he calls her sister instead of brother? You think he humps her and calls her sister?
No, come on, man.
It looked like night vision, like Paris Hilton. Like,
no,
ooh.
Come on, man. Have they even released
the whole Hilton sex tape?
That is so gross. Have they released who his partner is in this video, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, apparently it's his ex-wife, what's her name, Bubba?
Bubba?
I was just reading the story, so
Linda?
I know that I saw
Linda. What's her name? The blonde hair lady that looks just like, what's her name? Like his daughter.
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, I'll find it now again, but yeah, it was one of his ex-wives. I know that much.
Huh.
All I know is that I came across a thumbnail accidentally on one of the dirt sheet websites. I almost threw my phone against the wall. I'm so appalled by that crap. Come on,
yeah,
I mean,
Linda. It is Linda.
It's the porn era. It's the porn era in wrestling. We turned the corner.
Oh, brother. I don't know what to say.
I'm mistaken. Let me correct myself before I continue.
Can I speak? I'm going to have to change my finishing move to the shooting star.
According to the story here on the Huffington Post, he said he claimed that he was filmed in secret.
Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah.
When you have fame, man, and celebrity, you meet a lot of crazies. So, who knows?
Yeah. And again, let me correct myself. It was actually Bubba the Love Sponge, Heather Clem, not Linda. That's who it was.
Bubba the Love Sponge. Well, Bubba is a radio announcer over there based out of Tampa, and that's his good friend. In fact, I recall that Bubba at one time was divorced or having some issue with his wife. I believe it was divorced. They got divorced. And he slept in Hogan's house, or it could be vice versa, one of the two, but they're very good buddies, so... It was what now, you said? Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba the Love Sponge, ex-wife Heather Clem.
No, wow.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Believe nothing of what you hear and half of what you see. That's the line that
true.
I want to leave everybody with tonight. And
that
I know I'm just making a joke to make people laugh. That's what I like to do. But I respect Hulk Hogan, and I don't care. Anybody has trash words to say about him. Hulk Hogan is Hulk Hogan. He is wrestling, and I'm ashamed to see that, you know, that's even on, like, a wrestling website, or that we're even talking about it. People need to turn their computers off once in a while and just go watch a vintage 80s, like, Hulk Hogan match, maybe versus King Kong Bundy in a cage or something, and just, you know, focus on more important things.
Wow.
Like studying in school, like stuff like that.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is running into it on a wrestling website. That's what's unfortunate about it. It's not like I found it on TMZ or something like that. It's on a wrestling website while I'm looking through
news. I saw it the same way. I didn't break my phone personally because I knew that I had to be on the show tonight. So
wow.
If I run into it again, I'm not sure what I'll do.
Well, wishes to Hulk Hogan, man. I hope everything gets resolved and, we just want to remember and know Hulk Hogan for what he is, and that's for putting wrestling on the map, because he really surely did. And that's exactly what he did. Put wrestling on the map and alongside with this man. If you haven't had the chance of reading his biography, it's pretty interesting, in fact, how he came about putting the whole storylines and how he would stay hours and wouldn't sleep with Vince McMahon talking about storylines and what they were going to do together.
People forget these things. They just like to harp on negative stuff, and I think that's ridiculous. Here's a guy that traveled the globe 365 days a year. That's the way it was back then, and here's a guy that paved the way, and, with so many other guys, and all these guys are just fighting because of petty shit. It's just like, and then you have something like that happen. It's just, like I said, don't believe everything, and people are having sex everywhere. It's just it got on tape, unfortunately, or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yuck. Hopefully they can just forget that.
Well, guys,
anyway.
Thanks so very much for joining us tomorrow. Tempe will be talking some MMA. Make sure you tune in. Randall, I guess you'll be joining me next Wednesday on MMA, and then Johnny will be joining me next Tuesday on the Pro Wrestling Show. We're going to have a couple of them. In fact, Johnny, the other day we had Brian Kendricks, and we talked a little bit of art, and you yourself said you're an artist yourself. I personally draw a little bit, so we're going to have an artist on the show next Tuesday who claims that he is going to paint every single pro wrestling champion. So that must be interesting.
Very cool. Has he gotten started on it, or is he going to start after the show?
No, he's already starting on it. So
we
got to
get some
pictures
up on the Roman Show Facebook then. Give people a little bit of an insight on who's going to be on the show.
Yes, in fact, he's going to give us a couple of his work to give out to people.
Tell him to draw me.
He's going to give us a little bit of portraits of Ric Flair that he has painted.
I want a new picture of Johnny Knockout, a new drawing for the official JKO Army Facebook page. Been around for like a few years.
Now, did you personally draw that, Bang Jen?
No, another local wrestler around here did it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's right. Next week we'll be having him here in the program. So make sure that you tune in. And his name is Rob Schamberger. And, he plans to draw every single wrestling champion, and he'll be on the program. All right, guys. Well, Randall, Johnny, thanks you very much. Join us tomorrow night. We talk MMA, and we'll be back next Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. to talk some pro wrestling. Thank you to Eugene. Thank you to Michael Elgin of Ring of Honor. Thank you to Cody of Kobe Pro. Check out the big show on April 28th. And if you missed all of the interviews, well, you can check it out in just a few moments at RodolfoRoman.com. Gentlemen, have a good night, be tight, and we'll see you next week. Let's go.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP. The king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you monkey, you're listening to The Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Hey, guys, I want to give you a big shout-out, man. Great show tonight, guys.
Yes, it was a pretty good show. I just got to say something. I didn't get to plug any of my stuff. You know I'm Mr. Ego over here, okay? You know everybody that knows me thinks my shit doesn't stink, and it doesn't. It actually smells like cookie bacon in the oven. You know that? I wanted to tell these people to visit me at JKOReality on Twitter and all that other stuff.
You got to do it. I mean, you have all the chance in the world, John.
I interrupt so many times, I try not to. I'm always speaking.
But it really was a good show, and Randall, again, kudos, man, that interview you did.
And, man, it's like I said, man, I'm glad it's getting all that momentum behind it because, like I said, man, the foundation is what means more than anything in that interview, and that's when he's noticed, man.
He sure is. And, you know, we need to catch up on Kamala. I know that they were working. They were trying to see if his dad was trying to raise some money, but it seemed like they did cut off that other foot of his. We'd like to get
him they did.
Maybe we could. Yeah, I mean, that's what the son had said 2-3 weeks ago. Maybe we can do some sort of fundraising here in the program. Help out and
take
the cash to Kamala Jones. You know, help out the guy.
Hell yeah, give back to the people that gave us so much for years and years, man.
Yeah, that'd be pretty interesting. Well, yeah. You know what? There was no sign of Goldstein today. I wonder if he...
too many pills and liquor,
he's,
man.
He's,
I mean,
he's probably in a liquor coma somewhere.
Yeah.
I think he is because, you know, he said he was going to call in and he was going to have his golden hour show, but I think it's hashtag fail, man. He didn't do it.
Well, we actually had a treat this week by not having him. That's good. Hey, man, I just want to say congrats to Randall, man, for conducting that interview, and I'm glad it got the exposure that it did because it was a very enthusiastic interview and very enjoyable from all ends, so...
Yeah,
thank you.
Good job, man. It was real good stuff, and it got a lot of publicity. Several websites picked it up. In fact, Johnny, you even shared some of the links out there. I was like, what the hell?
What's that?
Shared some of the links where the interview appeared.
Oh, definitely. And I texted you, and he's like saying, "What is this?" And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "You don't know how to use a cell phone?"
No, come on. I haven't updated yet, man. I'm still with Android and my M3, man.
I sent them links to three different websites that were on that the news story got picked up on. And he's like, huh? And I'm like, huh? What the hell is huh? I'm like, how about thank you for sending you these links? We're going to have to talk to you.
I'm on my Touch 3. My Touch 6 now?
Oh.
No, I think you're a little ahead there, but you're still behind.
You're like an old man with technology. You're like a 75-year-old.
What is this? Seriously. I gotta come up to date.
Yeah, it's about that time.
I think so, man. I gotta have a phone call here to my local phone provider and get something going because it's ridiculous. All right, guys, we're really going out. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
What's up? This is Kaz from TNA Wrestling. You're listening to The Roman Show.